Doja Cat and SZA. Kiss Me More, 959. Kicked it off with Shekinah. Please, mister. And of course, this is Car Drive. You just joined us. Welcome. You missed out on the first hour of the show. But nonetheless, Akfani. There's still 2 hours to go. The music always provides entertainment for us, but it also gives us an opportunity to go into Kaya Idols.
And you, girl. Don't go missing no more. Yes, Mrs. Don't go missing no more. I'm tired of missing you, girl. Tired of missing you, girl. Please, Mrs. Don't go missing no more. Under the weather. When I'm under the weather, yeah. I can never cause the rest of December, yeah.
Okay, so that is obviously one entry, but with any idols competition, there's also wooden mic.
Is this Doja Cat?
It sounds exactly like her, Sounds exactly like Doja Cat.
Wow.
Hater. Oh, man. You know, there's a lot of things that I see online. Gender reveal parties over the last 3 years have been a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially overseas. And for me, I just always wonder, I haven't had a baby yet, but I imagine back in the day, you couldn't tell the gender of your baby until the baby popped out.
Yeah.
In fact, back in the day, you probably couldn't even tell you were pregnant until your belly started growing. Because technology obviously has to develop to a point where you realized.
Yeah, but I would imagine those woke aunties in the family could tell.
Yes.
Before you even knew.
I don't know. It's not really a science. But okay, fine. We'll play along. My question is, as a parent, if you are one now or if you're going to be one in the future, do you want to know the gender of your baby beforehand? We'll speak to the ladies first.
Okay, so for me, I think it's just a preparation thing because you want to know what you're having before you actually give birth. So you could prepare, the colors, all the clothes, because I know that a lot of women might think, okay, cool, I'm having a girl. And then, you know, the day comes, you give birth to a baby boy, and now you're stuck with all of these pink clothing items. What do you do?
I mean, maybe the baby's gender fluid. So who's to say that boys can't wear pink?
Hey now, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. Kinile Huma?
I've always just wanted to know. It just makes me calm at night. I don't want to have to stress about things. I just needed to know. It's like for me personally, I wanted to know if it's a girl so I can prepare, you know, and start thinking like a girl mom. If it's a boy, let me start, you know, reading up on what boys do, because, you know, I don't have a lot of boys around me, especially at home. So I just wanted to know, hey? And also for that, I mean, I wanted to prepare her outfit, you know, for the day she leaves the hospital, that sort of thing. It's just cute. And it's just, yeah, you just want to know. As I don't want to buy like neutral colors like your yellows and your whites. I want it to be specific, yeah.
Okay. Now, let's take this a bit further. Technology just develops at a rapid rate. And now, you can actually manipulate the DNA of your child. Down to the color of their eyes, their height, the type of hair they're going to have. You know, previously, I guess we were talking about leaving everything to nature. This is now where you are 100% in control of what you need. Some people even engineer it that they're going to have twins or triplets. Would you want to do that or not?
No, it's okay. You know me and science, we are miles apart. So it's okay. I'll leave it to nature, and I'm happy with nature taking its course. Or having taken its course, yeah.
Okay, Sandman, would you want to know that?
Yeah, I'm with Kinelo in this one. Leave nature to be, man. Because I want to see the parts of me that get, I suppose, transferred to the baby and just let it happen naturally. But I also want to know if it's a boy or girl, because emotionally you want to deal with that, yeah. You know? Because I want to know, should I be buying a gun or not? So, all good info.
Oh man, give us a shout. Where do you stand on this issue? 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. Do you want to know the gender of your baby before you have it? And then taking it further, are you willing to even go and alter DNA to ensure that you have the kind of baby that maybe you prefer? Is that something you're even willing to look into or not? Please let us know.